All right, so get this. We're diving into Proverbs.
Proverbs.
Yeah, you know that book?
Uh-huh.
I have to admit, at first, I was like, really? Proverbs? But then I got into this lecture by Dr. Conkle, and whoa.
Yeah.
His take is mind-blowing.
Really is.
He compares the Proverbs to, like, gang dynamics today.
Fascinating.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So we're using this lecture excerpt to kind of explore all this stuff about making good choices, the importance of good friends, and why we should actually listen to advice, you know?
Especially when you're young.
Especially when you're young, when you're figuring things out. So where does Dr. Conkle even begin with all of this?
He starts with parents.
Okay.
He says that parents are like the original source of knowledge and guidance, and Proverbs really emphasizes that, you know, learning life skills and values from your family.
So it's that classic listen to your parents thing.
Pretty much.
But like, why does that even matter so much in the big picture?
Well, he uses this phrase, so goes the home, so goes the nation.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's basically saying that strong families, you know, where parents are really involved in teaching their kids, that's the foundation for a strong society.
So it's not just about like individual families doing well. It's about their influence making the whole community better.
Exactly. Hmm. When families teach values like honesty, integrity, respect for others, then those values spread throughout society.
That makes sense. I mean, even if you're not a parent, myself included, understanding that helps you see those healthy influences in your own life and in the people you choose to be around.
Definitely. And Dr. Conkle also points out that in Proverbs, those parental teachings were rooted in the Torah.
The Torah.
The Jewish law.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just any advice. It was guidance based on a moral and ethical code that had been around for a long time.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got this foundation of family and faith, but then Dr. Conkle brings up this gang thing.
The gang analogy.
Yeah, what's that all about?
So he's talking about the temptations that young people face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things that pull them away from the values they learn at home. And he uses the gang as a metaphor for any group or any influence that promises easy rewards but ultimately leads you down a dangerous path.
So not necessarily a literal street gang, but any group that's tempting with stuff that looks good but could actually be harmful.
Right. And he actually breaks down what these gangs usually offer.
Okay.
Companionship, that sense of belonging, shared resources. He actually says one big bag of money.
Oh, wow.
And then the idea of taking from others.
Huh, I can see how those tactics are timeless. Like, it's not just gangs. It's any situation where someone's trying to lure you in with promises that are too good to be true.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Think about things like online scams, get-rich-quick schemes.
Oh, yeah.
Even some social media trends where the focus is just on getting followers no matter what. Those same tactics are still being used today.
And I bet those tactics work especially well on young people. Because they're still figuring out who they are and where they fit in. So that desire for acceptance can be really strong.
Exactly. And Dr. Conkle highlights that pull towards finding acceptance outside the family.
Okay.
And if you think about it from a developmental psychology perspective, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Adolescence is a time when you're figuring out your identity, and belonging to a group can feel super important.
So we've got these two forces at play, the influence of family and faith.
Right.
And then these outside influences trying to pull young people away with these promises of easy rewards and belonging.
Right. And that's where he introduces this analogy of the bird in the trap.
The bird in the trap. So the bird in the trap, what's that about?
It's like this bird sees a trap being set right there, but it still flies right into it.
Oh, no.
Because it's so focused on the bait. You know, that promise of a quick meal.
So it's so fixated on the reward that it misses the danger. Like, why do we do that?
That's a good question. You know, even as humans, we fall for stuff that looking back seems so risky. Dr. Conkle talks about how our own psychology can work against us.
Oh, yeah.
Like confirmation bias, where we only look for info that confirms what we already believe.
I do that.
We all do.
Even if those beliefs are like leading us into trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes that desire for a quick reward, you know,
instant gratification.
Totally. It just clouds our judgment and we forget about the consequences.
Yeah. It's like we can't see the forest for the trees.
Exactly. It's that bird all over again. The easy meal is so tempting that it blocks out any caution.
So Dr. Conkle is saying we need to be aware of that tendency in ourselves. Like step back and think about the risks before jumping into something.
Especially when it seems too good to be true.
Exactly. So it's about thinking critically and not just following our impulses.
Right. And that leads to another part of the lecture where he talks about Lady Wisdom's call in Proverbs.
Lady Wisdom.
Yeah. In chapter 1, verses 20 through 33.
Okay. Who is this Lady Wisdom and what's she saying?
So In these verses, she's like a figure who's speaking out, urging people to listen to her.
To listen to her.
Yeah. To follow wisdom.
Yeah.
And she's doing this at the city gate.
Okay. Why the city gate?
Well, in ancient times, that was like the central meeting place.
Oh, the hub.
Yeah. Everyone would gather there.
So she's choosing the most public place to get her message out there.
Right. She's not hiding. She's calling out to specific groups.
Okay, like who?
Like the gullible, the haughty, and the dolts.
The dolts.
Yeah, and each group represents a different reason why people might reject wisdom.
Okay, so break that down for me. Why would each group be resistant to her?
Well, the gullibles are easily tricked, you know?
Uh-huh.
They might fall for those traps we talked about.
Makes sense. What about the haughty?
They're too proud.
Oh, yeah?
They think they know everything and don't need advice.
Classic. And the dolts?
They just don't get it.
What do you mean?
Like, they don't understand the value of wisdom. They lack the awareness.
So Lady Wisdom is addressing all the reasons why we make bad choices.
Pretty much. And she doesn't just call them out.
No.
She warns about the consequences.
Uh-oh. What kind of consequences?
She talks about a coming storm, you know?
Like a literal storm.
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
For calamity and distress.
Mm-hmm.
For those who chose folly.
So there are real consequences for ignoring wisdom.
Right. And Dr. Conkle points out something really interesting here.
What's that?
He says, Lady Wisdom seems to have more hope for the obedient than the fool.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like she knows that once someone rejects the fear of the Lord, they're harder to reach.
The fear of the Lord? What does that even mean?
It's not about being afraid. It's about recognizing a higher authority,
okay,
a moral compass that guides you.
Towards wisdom.
Right? So once someone rejects that, it's like their heart hardens and they get stuck.
Makes sense. If you keep justifying your actions, you never really grow.
Right. And that's Dr. Conkle's point.
Yeah.
We face choices all the time.
Yeah.
And those choices lead to wisdom or folly.
So we're all standing at a crossroads. Like, which path are we going to choose?
Exactly.
And it sounds like our choices affect more than just ourselves. It's like our choices... they don't just affect us personally.
Yeah.
They kind of contribute to the world we're all creating together. It's a pretty big responsibility.
It is. And Dr. Conkle says relying on just our own smarts isn't enough. You know?
Really?
Yeah. Without that fear of the Lord, without that moral compass,
even
being clever can lead you down the wrong path.
So you can think you're making a smart choice, but...
but without that ethical framework,
yeah,
you could end up hurting people.
It's like Proverbs is offering a different kind of street smarts.
I like that.
It's about making choices that line up with wisdom and knowing that true success, it doesn't just come from getting ahead. It comes from doing what's right.
Exactly.
And I think about how often, you know, we get caught up in what seems like the strategic move or the smart move. But we don't always stop to think, is this even ethical?
It's that short-term thinking again.
Totally.
You might get ahead for a little bit, but if it means compromising your integrity or hurting others,
yeah,
it's like joining the gang for quick riches, it leads to ruin.
So Dr. Conkle is saying that the fool, the one who rejects wisdom, they end up suffering because of their own choices.
Right. Their choices lead to self-destruction.
And he contrasts that with the obedient.
Right, the ones who listen to Lady Wisdom.
They have a sense of security because they're living for something bigger than themselves.
Exactly. Like, they've built their lives on a solid foundation.
They don't need to be afraid of that storm.
Yeah. And he makes a point to say it's not like people who have strayed can never come back.
Okay.
They can, but it's hard.
It's like once you get stuck in those bad habits, those ways of thinking.
It takes a lot to break free.
So how do we actually apply these ancient teachings today? Like, what are the gangs we need to watch out for now?
That's a great question. The traps might look different.
Yeah.
But the underlying principles are still the same.
Right.
So what things today tempt us with easy rewards or belonging or that illusion of power?
I'm thinking about those online spaces where everyone just agrees with each other.
Those echo chambers.
Yeah. It feels good to belong, but you don't have to think critically.
That's a good one. What about those financial schemes that promise you'll get rich quick?
Oh, yeah. Or on social media, you know how everything is about getting likes and followers?
Right. It's all about recognizing those messages that tell us we can have it easy or that we're better than others.
We need to be skeptical. We got to question things that seem too good to be true.
And just like in Proverbs, you know, the obedient peace, they find security and peace by making wise and righteous choices.
Uh-huh.
We can find that too by seeking truth and justice.
By following that moral compass.
Exactly.
This deep dive has really made me think about my own choices, you know?
Yeah.
And what traps I might be walking into without even realizing it.
And even better, what traps are we setting for ourselves?
Ooh.
You know, with the choices we make.
It's not just about the outside stuff.
Right. We can get trapped in negativity, self-doubt, limiting beliefs.
Like that bird in the trap we talked about.
Exactly. We might be setting the trap that catches us.
So how do we break free from those traps?
It goes back to that fear of the Lord idea.
Okay.
Not being afraid.
Yeah.
But recognizing a higher purpose.
Mm.
Knowing that our choices have consequences, and those consequences affect other people.
It's like everything we do creates a ripple effect.
It does. And when we really understand that, you know, we understand how much we impact the world around us.
Yeah.
It can change how we make decisions.
We start to see those traps we're setting.
For ourselves and others.
And that helps us make choices that lead to freedom.
Fulfillment.
A better world.
Absolutely.
Wow, this has been an incredible deep dive. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on the book of Proverbs.
Me too.
It's not just a bunch of old sayings. It's like a guidebook for life.
It is.
So what traps do you think we need to look out for today? Let us know, because your question just might inspire our next deep dive.